This is Small Unit Tactics, a Teen Titans thick lit written by Livia Penn, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and takes place sometime after the episode Apprentice. Thanks to Robin, weekends in Titans Tower were devoted to field training exercises. As he'd explained, they were learning to maneuver efficiently, to employ their offensive and defensive systems in effective and realistic ways. Even Starfire had bubbled on about how group training built teamwork, togetherness, and coordination, which apparently sounded better in theory than in practice. Raven noticed that she had disappeared rather quickly when Robin hooked up something he called a goop cannon to Cyborg's arm and linked it to his neural targeting system. Beast Boy, on the other hand, had literally wrestled Robin for the honor of being Cyborg's first target. Boys. Raven shook her head and settled down in the tiny alcove she'd found in the wall, just below the edge of the tower's rooftop. From here, she could see the sunlight glimmering on the bay. Not her usual choice of meditative focus, but if she half-closed her eyes, the patterns abstracted themselves into pulsing spots and lines, and it was almost enough. "You're not playing." Robin's face popped into view, upside down. His hands locked around a climbing rope. His costume was splattered with yellow goop. He'd actually managed to sneak up on her. She obviously needed to spend more time honing her outer awareness and not just her inner clarity. "I am playing," Raven said calmly, staring out over the bay. "He can't goop me if he can't find me." Robin grinned, swaying closer and then back. Raven flattened her spine against the back wall of the alcove to keep from bumping noses with him. "Oh, he still could." "What?" Before she could even begin her mantra, Robin whipped out a modified water gun from behind his belt and shot her. "Gotcha. Now you're one of us." He tossed her the water gun. She caught it in slippery yellow hands. "We're still after Starfire. She got Beast Boy on her side, so we could use your flight capability."
"You've changed the rules," Raven said. "Now we can turn on each other?"
"Next time you see me," Robin said, "I might not be on your side." He let go of the rope and disappeared past the edge of the alcove. Raven's breath caught, and she stood up, ready to dive after him before he hit the ground. But when she looked down, he was gone. The end.